girls hovered around Dunkin' Donut Munchkins, water, and Gatorade while they waited for their opponent, Mercy College, which was long overdue. This is Melissa Jewell, WRPR Sports, and I had the chance to hang out with the Roundpole women's tennis team before a home match late last month. And by no means are the ladies on the tennis team your average girls.
Everybody talk and enjoy yourselves and be merry.
Nobody's supporting us.
The girls waited for more than 20 minutes for Mercy College to arrive.
No time to freaking warm up. You're late.
Ramapo's number 6 seeded singles player Jen Murphy was frustrated by their opponent's delayed arrival, but the wait gave me some time to catch up with the changes the teams made from last season. Nanine Gallo, the assistant coach for the past 3 years, took on the role of head coach this season. Andrea Testa is the new assistant coach and a former player. The team also has 2 new freshmen on board.
We already have one freshman who's broken into the top 3 singles lineup, as well as the doubles lineup, Allison Tuchel, a very, very strong player. And we have Christine Austria, who is also a very strong doubles player, and I can see her breaking into the lineup toward the end of the season.
This season, the girls have an overall record and conference record that's over 500. Coach Gallo is very pleased with the girls' record so far.
The girls look very strong. We just beat 2 rivals, William Patterson and Rutgers Newark, and we're looking forward to a very strong match against Richard Stockton.
When it comes to who the team's biggest rival is, there are mixed opinions.
Stockton.
Absolutely. The biggest.
Stockton.
What about Montclair?
The good old TCNJ.
As you can hear, there definitely is a difference of opinion. But when it comes down to it, the girls believe Stockton is the one to beat.
The team will beat Stockton. Under decree. Because we will. That's the way it works.
No, I really don't care. We're going to beat them anyway. They're a joke.
The girls were scheduled to play Stockton in the beginning of September and are looking to play them near the end of October. In regards to next season, there are 2 graduating seniors, the number 1 singles player, Hollis Grant, and number 6, Jen Murphy. To compensate for the loss, Coach Gallo affirmed that they are heavily recruiting for next season. I'm Melissa Jewell, WRPR Sports.